Hello and welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel. I am joined today with my good friend, Brian. Brian, how's it going?
Oh, not bad. I just finished my last day of work for a great weekend coming up. Looking forward to playing some Magic tomorrow.
That's not too bad. Yeah.
Be a good day.
Not too bad of a time. What kind of stuff are you guys playing tomorrow? Just mid-power kind of things?
I'm really looking forward to trying out a new deck. It's Jesse, you brought it out of me playing some cards. I'm going to tell you right now. If you listen to this,
I've seen this list. It doesn't look nice. That one.
No, it's not. And I had the commander for a while. I was like, I'm going to build this, but then new sets sidetracked. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
So I finally built it.
That's not the one for this week, but you can say what it is. I think it's a cool one. I hope we do an episode on it.
Merkul. Myrkul. Yeah. The Lord of Bones. And I named it my salty old bones.
I like that. It's such a cool commander option to be able to turn the creature deaths into enchantments. You live enchantments.
Yep. And if I can make them into tokens and just have more salty abilities. It makes you not have to use enchantments. So like I'm running less than I normally would, but we'll figure it out.
It's pretty cool. Turning a seedborn into an enchantment is pretty obnoxious.
Everyone destroys it, so I have to find some way to keep it.
Yeah. What's better than one, two that are enchantments?
Or four if I have.
Speaking of things, Mondrak and... I was going to say, speaking of things that turn into enchantments, this turns things into artifacts. We'll talk that. I did want to say that Slothy isn't here this weekend. He's a little under the weather, so hopefully he's getting good. Getting good.
Yeah,
get good.
Autoimmune system or immune system.
1v1 me. Yeah, no, I hope that he feels better soon. I was pretty under the weather myself for a while.
While you're dying.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't thriving, as the kids call it. I just wanted to, before we even jump into things, if you guys like the stuff we're doing, like, share, subscribe. It does help out. You've seen the episode, so you already know what we're going to talk about. Tell me what I should put in this deck, minus interaction. I get it. I should put some in here. There's a little bit, kind of. Anyway, so, yeah, like, share, subscribe. It's always a good time. Let's jump into today's. It is Shelob, Child of the Ungoliant. I think that's how you say it. That's how I'm saying it.
I walk away from those type of words, so it's brave of you to...
Either way, he's a friend. I think Shelob's actually a girl. I don't know.
Yeah, she.
Either way, she's a friend.
Shelob.
So we've got a 8/8 spider demon at 4/1 black, 1 green. Nothing else written on the card matters before talking about that stat line. That's crazy. An 8/8 for 6 is wild stats.
In green?
Yeah. In green, you're able to hit this pretty easy. This is a commander that can kill you pretty easy with commander damage, right? Three slaps without it being equipped with anything, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
A trample.
Yeah, right? But stapled onto this nonsense card is also Death Touch and Ward 2, which, again, is crazy. Death Touch, Ward 2, 8/8 at 6. We're really on the power creep stats. Other spiders you control have Death Touch and Ward 2. Okay. All right. We've got a little bit of a spider lord that turns us all into Death Touchers. The terror deck...
I love the handing off of Ward, or basically just the handing off of her statistic or basic stats.
Right. And Ward is rough to get around, especially for all your creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have whenever another creature dealt damage this turn by a spider you control dies, create a token that's a copy of it, except it's a food artifact. With 2 taps, sack it, you gain 3 life, and it loses all other card types. This is really, really cool. The ability to just turn people's creatures into food tokens.
You've been living that food life for a while too.
I do love the food tokens. You can get so many cool life gain abilities without really building into it. But what's kind of fun about this is Shelob also lets you turn your own things into food tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just whenever the spider you control causes a creature to die, you make a copy of it that's a food token.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, so obviously this is a spider tribal deck because you would not build this any other way. It doesn't make sense. But
shapeshifters?
Yeah.
We can do some changeling stuff.
You could have a few shapeshifters. I didn't even think
about that. Yeah. Yeah.
So we just starting off straight off, that's crazy stat line of everything. We have one artifact in the deck. I figured we're making artifacts the whole deck. We don't need other ones. We're in green, as we always say. We don't need more. The one artifact is Sol Ring. You can't not put it in a deck like this. Maybe in like an Omnoth deck where it's four colored in the command zone or Kianos kind of thing, like Kianos and Meletus. But
I think you're crazy. I'm interested to see what else is on this list, but I think you're crazy.
For the artifacts?
Yeah, I'd be still having my talismans and everything else.
Well, let's start.
Maybe I like to go zoom zoom a little bit more than you.
Fair.
Actually, that's crazy. You like?
I do like to go zoom. We'll start. There's one planeswalker in the deck for a reason. It's themed. We've got Loth Spider Queen. Three double black. Starts at four loyalty. Whenever a creature you control dies, you put a loyalty counter on Loth Spider Queen. Zero, you draw a card, you lose a life. Great, love it. I'm a fan. -3, you create two black spider creature tokens with menace and reach. That's gross, because your spiders are death touchers, and now they have to be blocked by two things, and you can assign a point of damage to each of those two things and kill them every turn. Right? That's pretty rough. And then the -8, it just happens to be, you get an emblem with whenever an opponent does dealt combat damage by one or more creatures you control, if they lost less than 8 life this turn, they lose life equal to the difference. It's a spider deck. We've got a -8. We've got an 8 life loss. It fits in the deck everything it should be.
You know who Loth is?
Yeah, of course. I love the Forgotten Realms stuff. We got the chaos. Okay. I'm a fan. I'm a fan for sure. I live those chaos dreams. Let's go into, for once I actually have instants and sorceries in a deck. Slothy, every time he's not here, it's
right.
Let's do my sorceries first, then we'll go up to the instance. My land section as well. I'll do lands right now. That's pretty basic. It's things that tap for black or green mostly. Swarmyard is the only one that's not. It's just a land. It taps for colorless, or you can tap to regenerate target insect, rat, spider, or squirrel. It's a must-have in the deck.
It's spattered.
Yeah. It's the first off, the art is really cool on it, but you're running a spider deck, so having a tap regenerate as your land option, it is a really, really valuable thing to have sitting there. It's the one you want the most.
This land base is really bad for a precon, guys.
This land base is pretty not bad. It's all right. It has feelings. That's mean. This is a very, very budget-friendly deck. This is one of my decks. And
oh, yeah. Dan was mentioning this, and I'm like, pardon?
Yeah, normally I don't really build in a very budget manner, but lately I have been building some pretty budget-friendly stuff.
Oh, just well, like, I guess tell them, what have you picked up the other week? What did you go out and buy a whole bunch of?
Everything? Oh, yeah, with the Commander Legends, that was a problem. I bought it, like, every Sol Ring, every Commander Sphere, every Arcane Signet. I cleaned out more than one store.
We're going to be building a lot, guys.
Yeah, I was being an issue. I've got around 30 new ones coming, so lots of deck techs. It never stops. But this one, it's like $80. It's like an $80 deck. I think Swarmyard's almost 10.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah. Just don't put Swarmyard in the deck, but it is really, really good. You start us off in our sorceries and see if you can see a theme.
Sounds good. So starting us off, we have Animist Smite, 2 and a green. Sorcery. This spell costs 2 less to cast if it targets a legendary creature you control. I think I'm picking up what you might be putting down. Target creature you control deals. Target creature you control deals combat damage equal to twice its power to target creature or planeswalker you don't control.
So first off, even
if it's going to be a legendary or a fight theme.
Well, any spider first off is going to really put the work in, but with our commander, this is a 1 mana 16 damage. To something, even without death touch, it really just sends a message. 16 damage to your birds of paradise, and now I have a birds of food of dice.
That's what you're telling to that Llanowar when you killed him with Jesse's life.
That was good.
50 damage.
Sometimes you have to send a message. We've got Circuitous Route, just basic ramp, 3 and a green. Search library for up to 2 basic lands and or gates. We're really, really creature heavy, and we probably should put some more draw in this deck for creature, like Beast Whisperer, stuff like that. World Tree, but both of those have something in common, and that's they're not spiders. Technically, those spiders live in a tree. I could see it making sense.
Ooh, you could use that green shapeshifter that was a promo. We were talking about
it. Oh, Rum Walker, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I think Rum Walker might be in the deck. Great Henge would be great in this one as well because you have an 8-mana commander, so that's pretty easy to drop really, really low.
Well, then tap 2, gain 2 life, too. Yeah, and then draw a card for your creature.
Yeah, so we have all of our spiders having death touch is going to be annoying. No one's going to want to block us, right? You see a spider running, you generally don't want to go stand in front of it. Everyone's like screaming like, ah, you know,
jump up on the chair.
Yeah, you get it. Exactly. So this deck also has a bunch of stuff to make them block. If they don't want to be my friends, I will force it. And Compel Duel is one of those ones. It's one of the green. Target creature gets 3/3 until end of turn and must be blocked this turn if able. That hurts.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At the Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
You might be 4 times my size, but I will not be ignored.
It's true. It does also, the flavor text fits the spider theme.
I was going to say, if you jump up on a chair to avoid a spider, what are you going to do if that spider still comes at you? We're doing this.
We also have our cultivate again. We want to get these spiders out. 2 and a green, search library for 2 basic lands, reveal 1, put onto the battlefield tapped, the other into your hand. We know what we're doing. But Brian, take us away with our next one.
Devouring Tendrils, 1 and a green. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to target creature or planeswalker you don't control. When the permanent you don't control dies this turn, you gain 2 life, and then you make an artifact that's a token copy of it, except it's a food.
We have probably one of the most amounts of removal in this Death Touch package that I've ever put in a deck. We also have our Farseek because I made the joke and I have to stick with it. You search for a plains, island, swamp, or mountain, put it into the battlefield tab, then shuffle. I've at least got the tab duels in here.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so you can search for a few of those. Like, I think Woodland Chasm, a few of those are the type. Yeah, like Haunted Mire, those things. So yeah, it's pretty good. I really like the flavor text on Woodland Chasm, by the way. Is this the grave of a god, a tunnel covered by the cosmos servant? It matters not. It's no place for us. True. Very true.
Hey, stay out of those situations.
Yeah, right. You want to take us away with our next one?
Yeah, we got Nature's Way, 1 and a green. Target creature you control gains vigilance and trample until end of turn. It deals damage equal to its power to target creature you don't control.
That it becomes so problematic so fast because, again, first off, we're already removing something with the second part of that card. But then let's say it's Shelob. Shelob's an 8/8, right? We only have to assign 1 point of damage to trample over and kill things. So to not get absolutely cracked by Shelob because of that death touch, you got to throw 8 things in front of it, or you're just getting rolled with commander damage.
Especially if you have the double up.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, it's pretty rough. Like, you're going to lose a lot of creatures to this. We've also got a Rabid Bite. 1 and a green. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to target creature you don't control. A lot of these, I didn't go with a fight mechanic because I don't want my spiders don't want to be swatted, you know? They just want to...
Yeah.
They just want to bite.
No, yeah, you want to deal the damage. You don't want to receive the damage.
Next one's brutal.
Yeah, we have Revenge of the Hunted. 4 and 2 green. Until end of turn, target creature gets +6/+6 and gains trample, and all creatures able to block it this turn do so.
Yeah.
With the out of curiosity, in a 4-player game, with the card that calls out all able to block it,
Only
is it all from one player?
Yeah, only whoever you attack.
I think it'd be fun to do kind of a board wipe that way.
That would be fun, but this also has Miracle.
But if you do it off the top for one?
Yeah, you can do it for one. With your commander, you're now 14-14. You're a Death Toucher, so they've got to throw 14 power worth of stuff in. Like you can take 14 creatures if they've got that many creatures. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
And then you get 14 foods.
Yeah, right? This deck, incidentally, has a lot of life gain stuff. You could put a really good thing in this deck would be a Mirkwood Bats, because you're going to make a lot of tokens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be really good. Any like the Sanguine Bond when you gain life, because the whole deck is food. Like you can get a lot.
And again, it's not, because those would not be spiders, because they don't say that veto.
Mm-hmm. We also have spiders
going on theme.
Four and a green. You create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach for each creature in your graveyard. So if people are killing my spiders, this is the revenge of my spiders. And then it has flashback for 6 and a green. Again, knowing that these are going to be Death Touchers, though, that can be really, really bad. Somebody thinks they've got the upper hand on me because they board wipe me, and I just, all right, well, I'm going to make 25 new spiders.
Before someone calls that out in the comments, 6 in a swamp.
6 in a swamp, what did I say?
6 in a forest.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
I might be wrong, actually. Now I'm second-guessing myself.
I probably did say it.
The next one that we do have here is Spinning Wheel Kick. XX2 green. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to each of X target creatures and or planeswalkers.
You get 8 damage and die. You get 8 damage and die. You get 8 damage and die.
This Oprah spider.
Look under your chair. You get 8 damage. Yeah, that's right. That's a lot. And it's really, really good planeswalker removal, especially with the new Guff deck that just came out. You might see a resurgence.
Oh, there's going to be a surge in Super Friends.
Yeah, right. They made a lot of really good planeswalker stuff, right? So you're going to see
Super Friends people.
Yeah, right. And then we've also just got a Sylvan Scrying because we want that Swarm Yard in play so badly. If you're not running Swarm Yard, if you don't want to buy it, Sylvan Scry is not really great in this deck. There's no reason really to get his generic ramp, but it's to fetch. It's literally only to fetch that Swarm Yard so we can have our regeneration unlock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to run the Spider Hospital.
The Spider Hospital.
Yeah, right? But yeah, no.
Well, I'm picturing the bunch of spiders with like splints on like 3 of their legs.
Right.
A couple of them have stuff pulled off.
Yeah, if you're not running that one, then it's pretty easy to replace this just with some either a generic, like you said, a talisman, something of the other.
3 visits.
Yeah.
Same mana cost.
Yeah, 3 visits, talisman, arcane signet could go pretty easy in the deck. Yeah, like just generic ramp in general.
We jumping into the instances?
Yeah, let's hit instance, then we'll do our enchantments.
We have Ancient Animus. 1 and a green, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature you control if it's legendary. Then it fights target creature and opponent controls.
Not many things lose to an 8/8.
No.
Or win to an 8/8, sorry, I guess.
All depending upon if they have Death Touch.
Yeah, true. You don't want to fight their Death Touchers.
Actually, do you know what would have been a really good artifact addition?
Hmm.
To help protect your spider, especially if you are able to make tokens. Eldrazi Monument.
You guys put Eldrazi Monument in too many things. It doesn't go in every deck. You got to believe me.
I really only have like one copy, but I'm just saying I put it in so I can keep my important creatures.
There's so many other things. We've also got a really annoying card that was great to see come down in price. Arachnogenesis. 3 and a green. You create X 1/2 green spider creature tokens with reach where X is the number of creatures attacking you. Prevent all combat damage that would be dealt by non-spiders. They think they got the upper hand on you. You are Arachnogenesis, and if you have your commander out, you get a mass of 1/1s and a creature board of foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot, actually.
Yeah, Arachnogenesis
and then you don't is lose a great anything.
Fog. We also
then, have, oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, you take it. Yeah, go.
We have back for more. I didn't even see this card in Nykoria. 4 black green, return target creature card from your graveyard to the battlefield. When you do, it fights up to 1 target creature you don't control. I didn't see this card.
It's a pretty cool reanimation.
Yeah, especially if you're pulling a big baddie out of your graveyard.
Well, yeah, it get something big back even Shelob back and fighting, that spider comes back hard.
Yeah.
Right? We also have Bite Down, one in the green. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to target creature or planeswalker you don't control. Again, phenomenal removal with how big our commander is to just blow a planeswalker off the board if we need. But, yeah, this is...
really anything. You can... because you have the death touch, right? Like, you'll end up...
No, but you can also do the damage of your power to, like, planeswalkers, right? Like I said, so...
Yes, sorry.
So you can hit that 8. Yeah, you only need one for that. But a lot of... people in my play group specifically play a lot of, like, cool creatures that they really like. Brian's notorious for a Seedborn kind of thing, you know? And I sometimes like to have a Seedborn myself. But I didn't put a Seedborn in this list, but a Seedborn food? I could be convinced, right? There's a lot of cards that are really good in my play group, and it's also fun. The other thing, too, is this doesn't have to... You can get people's commanders with this because you're not taking the card from the grave. You're making a token of a copy of something that dies. So I can just sit and play everyone's commander with them.
Oh, yeah. You do get to keep everything on that card.
Yeah. Like, the only thing you'll lose is tokens, but that's okay. So I think the fight theme is pretty solid in it.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
I'll take this next one, too, because it's for the same reason. It's crop rotation. We want Swarmyard. Ooh. We like the Spider Hospital. If you don't have the Spider Hospital card, replace this with something different. simply just put like a moss diamond in here or something, you know?
To keep it on theme and to keep us moving along, we have Eaten by Spiders. 2 and a green, destroy target creature with flying and all equipment attached to that creature. Woof.
It's pretty rough.
All the equipment.
Yeah, right? We also have a Master's Rebuke, 1 in the green. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to target creature or planeswalker you don't control. I build with a theme.
You do? You always do. I really enjoy it most of the time. I just don't like being on sometimes the other end of it.
This is also a very fun one. The next one, I think you'll like this.
We have Provoke, 1 in a green. Untap target creature you don't control. That creature blocks the turn if able. Draw a card. Hey, found your card draw.
A little bit of card draw, a little bit of... I'm going to force you to block with something you don't want to block with.
Especially if it's one of the commanders that just get benefit from sitting out there.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great things, right? Even just being able to untap someone's important card that's letting them draw something, right?
Yep.
And then forcing them to block, you take it. I like it a lot.
Or like the enchantment tap, like enchantment... land producing person or a Sovala, or like someone's like the elf. I haven't played the elves in forever. Priest of Titania, like you can hit all their mana rocks.
They could still tap it in response. This for me is more like, I want your Dryad of Elysian Grove. I want your
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
What's the one that lets you triple up your mana?
Nyx Bloom Ancient.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I want, right? I want to force you to block it, and I want you to lose it to my garbage spiders.
You need like a Maskwood Nexus. Everything. Oh, no, it's still... never mind. It's a food token. What am I talking about?
Yeah, right? You want this next one here, Brian?
Sure. We got Ram Through, 1 and a green. A target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to target creature you don't control. If the creature you control has Trample... excess damage is dealt to that creature's controller instead.
Kind of cool.
Need a medic and some jump masons.
I like that.
That's funny.
And then obviously we have Terrifying Presence because it's got a giant spider on it. 1 in the green. Prevent all combat damage to be dealt this turn by creatures other than target creature this turn. I like that.
Hey, do you like spiders like in real life?
No, not at all.
No? Like, so do you think... because I remember... I think it was Hope couldn't even see pictures of like sharks.
Yeah.
Are you able to like, are you fine with the pictures or like,
oh yeah,
do some of them?
I'm not bothered by sharks. I just, or spiders. I really, really like the meme. It's just like, why would you build this? And it's just like, because they terrify me and I want everyone to know that fear. A lot of these spider arts are drawn in a very unsettling way. It is a weird, especially like the foiling on some of these. I've got a lot of foils in this deck. And it really pops the artwork out. It's very odd to have these giant spiders up close and personal. It does look pretty weird.
So I don't know if you've been to this place I'm going to talk about, but St. John has the Loyalist House.
Okay.
And they have some really old paintings, and like the paintings art style is done in a way that no matter where you are in the room, the eyes are looking straight at you. It's always,
looking around.
Can you imagine that all eight eyes of the spider were drawn in such a way that regardless of however you looked at it, the eyes just...
I constantly work so much that I'm insanely overtired. So it's not like uncommon that I'm like, what was that? And I'm just like hallucinating random things when I'm seeing stuff. So it's, I'm pretty overtired a lot of times, and I'll be like laying in bed, I'm like, what was that? It's nothing. It's on the wall. It's like a shadow, but I'm like, is there a spider there? Are we going to die? Yeah, this deck is a weird one.
That's amazing.
My terror deck. Yeah, like look at the artwork on that. Start us off in our enchantments and tell me that it's not wildly unsettling art.
We have Arcanus or Arachnus Web, 2 and a green. Enchantment aura, enchant creature. Enchant creature can't attack or block, and its activated abilities can't be activated. At the beginning of the end step, if enchanted creature's power is 4 or greater, destroy Arachnus Web. Yeah. Being restrained and like waking up to I'm good.
It's weird, right?
Yep.
We have, you know
what it probably feels like? Microfiber cloth.
It's the worst feeling. I was telling Brian that the other day. That feeling that hurts my soul. We have Crystal Carapace, 3 and a green. Enchant creature.
I love this one.
Enchanted creature gets 3/3 and ward 2 and has cycling. No downside and stuff. We're doubling up our already ward. You're now gonna have to pay 4 to target our commander. Gross. Yeah. Our 11/11 commander.
2.
The evolution only of these spiders ones. is out of wild.
The next one here we do have a Curse of Clinging Webs, 2 and a green. Enchant player. Whenever a non-token creature enchanted player controlled dies, exile it, and you create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach.
Rough for an Aristocrats player.
Oh yeah, when everything to die.
Yeah, right. A nice thing too is it's also very good board wipe insurance.
Yep,
is the word. Yeah, you kill me, I'm gonna get a ton of spiders. So go ahead, go on, look under the bookcase. We also have Hidden Spider. So 1 green enchantment. Whenever one of your opponents successfully casts a creature with flying, if it's an enchantment, it becomes a 3/5 creature that can block creatures with flying that counts as a spider.
It wants only to dress you in silk.
A lot of these are humans wrapped up in giant webs. Like I said, it's kind of nightmare fuel, all this artwork, if you look at it. It reminds me of it's just a quick fun story. Like I said earlier, I'm not a giant fan of spiders, but I had it. So I used to, for anyone who's known me for a really long time, I play lots of music. I had really, really long hair, like hair down to like basically my butt. I was playing my metal music, and I was helping renovate a house with my grandpa, and we were in this like crawl space under it. And I had spiders crawling in my hair, and it was one of the worst times I've literally ever experienced at any point. It was like it for probably a year straight, I still felt like there was like spiders like crawling in my hair when I was like down, like from being down in there. So,
oh yeah,
there, it's spiders give you such an unsettling feeling. They're so weird and strange, right? Some people do just love spiders and would love the pet tarantula. Yeah, you know what I mean? But no, like just the spiders can stay at distance unless I'm playing them. I got to put arachnophobia triggers at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, be careful. I know I found out how to do that.
There you go.
The next card that we do have here is Kalani Heart Expedition, 1 and a green. Landfall. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you may put a quest counter on Kalani Heart Expedition. Remove 3 quest counters on Kalani Heart Expedition, then sacrifice it. Search your library for up to 2 basic land cards, put them onto the battlefield tapped, then shuffle your library. Just good ramp.
Yeah, right? Not bad. And then we ended off with Spider Umbra, because why wouldn't we? 1 green, enchanted creature gets 1/1, and reach, and totem armor, and it's spider-themed. We're further protecting our commander. Because, I'm going to be honest, the minute you start spinning wheel, kicking people's cards and fighting them and taking their Seedborn Muse, they're going to target you. They're not going to forget that you have their food token and their creatures in the grave.
Usually when you pick on a bully picks on a table after so long, they stand up.
Well, and a fun thing too is these are going to trigger all the ETBs, right? You can pretty easily just like blow someone's dockside off the board and be like, this is my dockside food token that enters as an artifact. And will also, yeah, not only did they dockside, now you get a dockside, their dockside's dead, and your dockside is going to enter as an artifact as well.
Yes.
We live the food dreams here. Eating good tonight, right?
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, we'll go right into this creature section now because it's thick. It's mostly spiders. It's a spoiler. Spoiler alert for anyone who couldn't have guessed that. It'd be hilarious if it was just like a wolf deck.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. There's just...
jokes on you guys.
Yeah. Threat assess this.
Do you want to take us in or do you want that second one? Because that second one's a very fun
one. I'll take
one.
This first one. So we've got Arachnid Spinner. 5 and a green for a 5/7 spider with reach. You can tap and untap spider you control. Search your graveyard and or library for a card named Arachnid Web. Put it onto the battlefield to tap to target creature. If you search your library this way, shuffle. It's very, very cool that you can keep going and getting that. That's the one that falls off at the end if it's four or more. But the ability to...
and or library.
Yeah, the ability to tutor it from library or repeat it and keep putting it on people's like annoying stuff. A commander that needs to attack, like a Voltron commander, you're wrecking the game for them.
Yeah, if they constantly keep dying and they don't have the... Or they're forced to block it before it even gets past its summoning sickness.
Well, or you can just straight out every time, like it goes to Brian's turn, I tap a spider and put it back on. You now can't use your Fabro.
I don't like that, Dan.
Right? It's definitely one of the cooler spiders on the list. I like it.
The next one here I really enjoy is Arasta of the Endless Web, 2 and 2 green, legendary enchantment creature spider. Reach. Whenever an opponent casts an instant or sorcery spell, create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach, and it's a 3/5. This is one that you have to be careful with, it's going to really help your deck get out of hand.
Especially the more interaction people play, the more dangerous this kind of card is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful in foil.
The one thing that we should probably be stapling on here as a ward 2.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to remove most of these.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of our first non-spiders on the list. We've got Blex Vexing Pest, 2 and a green for a 3/2 pest legendary creature. Could also be your commander if you wanted. I wouldn't fit the theme, but it could be. Other pets, pests, bats, insects, snakes, and spiders you control get 1/1. When Blex Vexing Pest dies, you gain 4 life. And the flip side is... search for Blex, 2 double black. Look at the top 5 cards of your library. You can put any number into your hand and the rest of your graveyard. You lose 3 life for each put into your hand this way. Not horrible, but we have food tokens galore. Food tokens everywhere in a deck like this, right? So a Sylvan Library would be another great replacement if you've got like an extra one kind of kicking around. I know the Commander Green reprint kind of brought that down. Losing 3 life in a food deck is nothing. It's
sacrificing one.
Literally a food. Yeah. One.
The next card, though, we have is Broodweaver, 3 and a green. Spider has reach. When Broodweaver dies, create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach, 2/4.
Yeah, you have a lot of annoying things that just keep making more annoying things. It's a lot of death touchers.
I feel like for every spider that dies, it should produce like 20.
Yeah, you get it.
I was thinking of like a spider egg.
We have a canopy spider, 1 and a green. For a 1/3 with reach, again, just another great, I'm going to kill your creatures if you attack me card.
This is a great tribe as well that really just lets you have that built-in protection from flying.
Yeah, I was going to, you said the other day that you don't really protect yourself from flying often.
I suck with flying.
Not with spiders. Not up in here. Not around here, partner.
It's the one thing that's funny. These have reach. But yet, Eldrazi's that are like
in the sky, right?
Yeah, I really find that funny. Next up, we have here's Chain Web Arachnir, 1 green spider reach. When Chain Web Arachnir enters the battlefield, if it deals combat damage, it deals combat damage equal to its power to target creature with flying and an opponent controls. You can escape, which is 3 and a green, exile 4 other cards from your graveyard. Chain Web escapes with 3+1+1 counters on it. And it's a 1/2.
Really nice to just blow something out of the sky or take someone's Birds of Paradise. Because again, that
no ramp here.
That ETB is just the one damage doesn't matter. One damage to something with flying, now it's dead.
As long as your commander's out, yeah.
Yeah, but your commander's always going to be out. With all that protection that I've put in the artifact section.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to put Swiftfoot Boots in there. They're $10 each. He has 8 legs. I think I'm made of money.
Funny.
Right? We've got it, Ward. Ward's enough protection. We have Deadly Recluse, 1 and a green for a reach, death touch, 1/2. Again, this deck is very budget because these are, first off, if you ask for a list like this, it's going to annoy your game store. It's a lot of commons.
But they should be they should be grateful for your service, though.
True. This is another one that's unsettling artwork.
Doomweaver? Yeah, that looks like a giant black widow. I don't want to have anything to do with it. You can please take it. I don't want it.
4 double black. Do you want it or no?
Oh, I'll take it. We got 4 double black spider horror reach soul bond. As long as Doomweaver is paired with another creature, each of those creatures has. Whenever this creature dies, draw cards equal to its power. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you pair this with your commander. Go ahead and kill it. I'll draw 8 and it's going to hurt you.
Or more if you have like your +3/+3 and stuff on it.
Yeah, but again, what a great ability, because you're going to be aggressive with these spiders, right?
I'm going to sit back and draw words in my webs.
I'm playing this deck like real spiders. I'm just hiding the cards across the table and hoping no one sees them.
Putting them in like corners.
Yeah. What creatures do you have out there like taped under the table?
Please look underneath and find out.
Yeah. Look, behold the horrors. We have the Drider. 4 and a black for a 4/3 elf spider with reach. When Drider deals combat damage to a player, you create a 2/1 black spider creature token with menace and reach.
Ooh, that's cool. Do you have a Rogue's Passage in here?
I should. That help out too? That would be a good one.
Yeah, because that would help you get your tokens. Next up we have is Frostweb Spider, 2 and a green. Snow creature. Frostweb Spider can block as though it had flying. Whenever Frostweb Spider blocks a creature with flying, put a +1/+1 counter on Frostweb's fly at the end of combat, and it's a 1/3.
Yeah, gross.
See what you're doing here too?
Right? Yeah, the next is a hidden win con in the deck, which is fun. Everything has death touch. Death touch today. We have Finn the Fangbearer, 1 and a green. 1/3 human warrior with death touch. Whenever a creature you control with death touch deals combat damage to a player, that player gets 2 poison counters. This is a game ender. Your commander's giving everything death touch. You're making a lot of spider tokens with a lot of these cards, and just your trash spiders are, again, giving people 2 poison counters. That's crazy. That's rough.
You need protection for him.
Right? It's pretty brutal because you're faced with such an annoying choice, right? Not only are you going to lose your creatures, but I'm going to get the versions of your creatures. So you're losing out on it, or you're going to die, right? It's quite the difference there.
I find really, I think there's 2 creatures that I think would just be super funny to have in this deck as like other temporary win cons. Cause I like to bonk, you know me, and this looks like a really good bonking deck. Taunting Elf. I think there's another like Taunting Unicorn or something Unicorn, which everything has to block that creature.
Yeah.
So basically everything forces to block the elf, and then all your spiders get through and hit the person.
Yeah, right. Well, you've got the miracle card also does that same thing.
Yeah, that's gonna be rough. I'm just thinking more ways to get into the player. But I don't know. We haven't even finished looking at this, so there might be even more. The next card here we have is Giant Spider, 3 and a green, reach, and it is a 2/4.
Yeah, it's just been printed in everything, so you gotta include it.
Yeah, right.
We also have Halina Kessig Ranger, 3 and a green for a 3/4 human archer with reach. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may pay 2. When you do, it deals damage equal to its power to target creature.
Mm. Now so, you're forcing every creature that you play to do it.
Yeah, again, nice ETB, pay 2, blow things off the board.
Really cool. The next one here is Hatchery Spider, 5/2 green reach. Undergrowth, when you cast this spell, reveal the top X cards of your library, where X is the number of creature cards in your graveyard. You may put a green permanent card with converted mana cost X or less from among onto the battlefield, put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. 5-7. That's a big, scary spider.
Right.
I feel like it is. I'm walking into a cave and I'm looking up and this thing's just dropping down, bring me up. And end scene.
The next one is another. So this is the alternate commander option, in my opinion. This is Ishkana Graft Widow. So it's another Golgari spider commander.
Like the name?
Yeah, 4 and a green for a 3/5 with reach. It has delirium. When Ishkana enters the battlefield, if there's 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard, you put 3 1/2 green spiders with reach onto the battlefield, which is great. But it also has this ability of 6 and a green. Target opponent loses 1 life for each spider you control.
This one's so cool.
Yeah. This, I feel like if this was the main commander, you'd build this deck a little bit different. But it's a really, really cool one. I might build a second one with this and go the Tarmogoyf route that I really like, where you care about what's in the graveyard, the card types, and then just kind of blink it as much as I could.
With that, I feel like I would have like kind of, I'd have Reanimator or like Graveyard Recursion kind of built into it with also my doubling season and other stuff to double up my spiders.
Well, that 6 and a green is a good mana sink too, right? The fact that you can just be like, bang, what's up?
Especially if you do have your mana doubling and things along those lines.
Well, because you're going to take, I'm going to take people's mana door creatures. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want
enchantment ramp.
Yeah, I want problems.
I didn't ask for peace. I want problems always.
I want problems always.
After the alt commander here, we have Juvenile Gloom Widow. 2 green, that poor rabbit. Reach and wither. 1/3.
That also sounds like it should be a metal band name, Juvenile Gloom Widow.
I could see it.
Yeah. We have Kesig Recluse. 2 double green for a 2/3 spider with reach and death touch. Double death touch. It's double dead.
This spider didn't get the message that it's trolls that are supposed to be under bridges, not spiders. Like, come on now.
Yeah, its silk is highly prized, but then again, so is your life.
Decisions, right? And the other one's Llanowar Green Widow, 2 and a green. And you know what? The price for most of these spiders isn't much.
No, it's nothing. Like I said, it's a very cheap deck. Yeah. I think Loth is
I'm just saying mana 10. Cost.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are pretty low.
Like 3 mana?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I feel you want to draw on the enter, if you can. That's a better way to build it.
Llanowar Green Widow, 2 and a green, reach trample with dominion. 7 and a green, return Llanowar Green Widow from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped. It gains, if this permanent would leave the battlefield, exile it instead of putting it anywhere else. This ability costs 1 less to activate for each basic land type among lands you control. You can keep bringing it back.
No, if it leaves the next time, as soon as it leaves the battlefield the first time, it dies.
Oh, gotcha.
But still, a good 4/3 trampler. That's, you're going to have to assign 4 creatures to block it. Kind of rough, right?
Yeah.
We have Masked Vandal as well. A 1 and a green for a shapeshifter, 1/3. When it enters, you can exile a creature from your graveyard. If you do, exile target, artifact, enchantment opponent controls.
Hey, there's some more interaction.
A little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
We have Mirkwood Spider, 1 green, death touch. Whenever Mirkwood Spider attacks, target legendary creature you control gains death touch until end of turn, and it's a 1/1.
A really early thing to deter people coming at you.
Yeah, it's an early blocker. Yeah. Sometimes people have other stuff that they don't want to lose so early.
Yeah. We also have this Netcaster Spider, 2 and a green for a 2/3 spider with reach. When it blocks a creature with flying, it gets +2/+0 until end of turn. Again, a big problem if you can be giving these trample.
It is an expert at culling individuals who stray too far from the herd.
Yeah, right?
Wouldn't it be like flock? It's specializing in targeting flying animals.
Yuck.
Sorry. Yeah. Then we have Orin Reef Recluse, 2 and a green. Kicker, 2 and a green. Reach. When Orin Reef Recluse enters the battlefield, if it was kicked, destroy target creature with flying. I really like this artwork. That spider looks really cool.
Yeah, this is a very anti-flying deck for sure.
Yeah. as it should be, like, in my opinion. Spiders are, to me, like a predator of the air in most circumstances.
Yeah, spider webs suck. We have Penumbra Spider, two double green for a 2/4 spider with reach. When it dies, you make a 2/4 black spider with reach. All right with that.
Then I do like the addition of this one. We have Paragon Took, 2 and a green. If one or more tokens would be created under your control, those tokens plus an additional food token are created instead. Sacrifice 3 foods to draw a card.
Pretty solid in a deck that's focused on making foods, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I like it.
Yeah, and it's the extra food is nice to be able to sack. We don't have to throw away our food creatures.
Yeah, you get to keep, you're able to get the life gain from the extra food, and you don't have to lose your beneficial.
Yeah, right. We also have this Rot Widow pack. 2/1 black/1 green for a 2/4 spider with reach. 3/1 black/1 green. Exile a creature from your graveyard. You create a 1/1 green spider with reach. Then each opponent loses 1 life for each spider you control.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a game ender right there.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem, especially if somebody just board wiped you and you've got a ton of mana available.
This one's better, I think. I guess elves do get out of hand because there's that Golgari elf. When it enters, target opponent loses 1 for each elf you control.
Mm-hmm.
This is each opponent.
Yeah, each opponent is a lot of life.
For each one you see, 10 see you.
Yeah, gross, right?
Terrifying.
The other thing, too, that's
80 sets of eyes looking at you.
It's pretty fast that you're going to be up on that, because with Rot Widow Pack, you're making a spider when you use that ability, right? Mm-hmm. So that means this ability is already dealing 6 loss of life. For 5 mana, right? And that only goes up the more spiders you have. It only gets scarier.
Yep.
Just like lots of spiders would.
Then we have Ruins Recluse. 1 and a green. Reach. Death Touch. 3 and a green. Put a +1/+1 counter on Ruins Recluse. 1/1. I like the mana sinks that you have in here, too. So you're not just sitting. You have stuff that you're not just sitting there if you have mana.
I want to take people's things. Putting like a Living Lands in this deck, or a Cormis Bell kind of thing, and a Urborg, so you can turn everyone's lands into creatures and you can take those. I guess they wouldn't be creatures in the grave. Regardless, you could still Death Touch their lands that way.
Yep.
And that would be fun.
I fight your land.
Did you read that flavor text as well? It's really cool.
Desert horrors were its favorite treat, but it happily expanded its diet to include extraplanar horrors.
Yeah, this is from the March of Machines when the Phyrexians were coming through.
Oh, that's funny. This probably just started eating.
We also have Shelob Dreadweaver. 3 and a black for a 3/3 spider demon. Whenever non-token creature an opponent controls dies, exile it. Great. 2 and a black. Put a creature card exiled with Shelob into its owner's graveyard. Put 2/1/1 counters on Shelob and draw a card. X/1 and a black, put target creature with mana value X exiled with Shelob onto the battlefield tapped under your control.
So you would get the food copy of the creature, then the creature would hit the graveyard, get exiled.
Well, and so the fun thing is that this isn't a replacement, right? It says whenever it dies, exile. It doesn't say exile it instead. So it does still die. It will still trigger the other. So they'll lose it to our normal Shelob. We'll be able to either mana sink into buffing this Shelob into a nightmare monstrosity like it looks like in the card and drawing cards, or just another form of, I have already gotten your, like you said, if it's a Priest of Titania, right? I get my food token Priest of Titania, but now I can get my actual Priest of Titania too.
Yeah, you just get double up of whatever card you
Again, with that Nyx Bloom, if somebody plays a Nyx Bloom and you Death Touch it, yikes.
6 times your mana
from
permanents you control.
I think it's higher than that, isn't it? Because it's triple and then triple.
Oh, yeah. I guess, like, I'm thinking if you just do it at once, but yeah, you are right.
Yeah, because it would tap, one would tap for 3, and then it would tap for 3 times that much. So each 1 mana would tap for 9.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, let's go, right?
Then we have Silk Lash Spider. 3/2 green. Reach X and two green. Silk Lash Spider deals X damage to each creature with flying. 2/7.
Yep.
Good board. What, for your flyers?
Well, yeah, exactly. Dump one into it.
That skull on the backside.
Yeah, right. Again, if your spider has death touch, right? You just dump one into it and kill everything with flying.
Oh, yeah. Gross. 2/3 total. Yeah.
We've got the Skyfisher Spider, another nightmare fuel looking one. 2/1 black, 1 green. 3/3 with reach. When it enters, you can sack another creature. When you do, destroy target non-land permanent. Great removal. When Skyfisher Spider dies, you can gain 1 life for each creature card in your graveyard. If you do, you exile it from a graveyard.
Yeah, that's not bad. Some utility. We then have Snare Spinner. 1 and a green. Reach. Whoops. When Snare Spinner blocks a creature with flying, Snare Spinner gets +2/+0 until end of turn. 1/3.
We have a Spore Cap Spider. 2 and a green for a 1/5. 3 mana for 1/5 is pretty cool. And it's got reach. That's it. Very basic.
I like having the big booty creatures.
Yep.
Like most times they have the power to deal with the beginning stuff, but you still have the defense to block.
To live, yeah.
Like mid game. So I really like that with this. The next one that we do have is... Oh, Spore Web Weaver. I thought there was duplicate. 2 and a green. Reach. Hexproof from blue. No bouncing this spider. Whenever Spore Web Weaver is dealt damage, you gain 1 life and create 1/1 green sapperling creature token. Interesting.
Yeah, right? I think it's kind of cool. We've also got our Swift Spinner. 3 and a green for a 2/3 with flash and reach.
Not bad for that blocker, like...
Yeah, this thing's even wrapping spirits up. Yeah, gross.
Even Geist can avoid capture. That would suck to be sitting there as a ghost. Can't do anything.
Yeah, getting ghost eaten.
The next one we have is our first artifact spider, Thran Spider. 3 colorless. Reach. When Thran Spider enters the battlefield, you and target opponent each create a tapped Power Stone token. 7. Look at the top 4 cards of your library. You may reveal an artifact card from among them and put that card into your hand. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. What are you looking for, your soul ring?
Yeah, I'm looking for my soul ring. This is one you could pretty easily replace. You don't need so many spiders. I just like more spiders.
Makes sense. If you're getting low.
Yeah, right. Then we've got this Twin Silk Spider. 2 and a green for a 1/2. When it enters, you create a 1/2 green spider token with reach.
Why not?
I like it.
Then we finish it off with Watcher in the Web, 4 and a green. Look at those eyes. They're beautiful, but scary. Reach, Watcher in the Web can block an additional 7 creatures each combat, and it's a 2/5.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Just need this guy.
Oh, read this flavor text too. Yeah, this is our last spider, so what's its flavor?
Lost in the Woods is an optimistic way to describe a villager's disappointment or disappearance. Found in the woods is frequently more appropriate.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like I said, I think this is a really, really fun deck. It's been really cool when I've been able to just play test it online games. I haven't got to scare my play group yet.
No, I'm looking forward to it once you're feeling better there.
Yeah, right? The spiders are pretty cool. There's a lot of removal. I think you can, a deck like this, I think is number one fun because it's a cool theme, but I think it's going to scale exponentially with the power of the people you're playing with, right? If you're killing more powerful creatures and getting the copies of it, it's going to perform better.
Yeah. Yeah. All depending, like, hey, you kill an Elish Norn. Now you got that +2/-2 on your side.
Right.
There's a lot of prayers as an now, artifact nowadays.
Token.
Yeah.
Gross.
Unless your play group plays like Daniel, and then that thing's gonna be staying around a long time.
Yeah. Removals for the week.
I like this deck actually. I like it when decks are built to a theme. And I do enjoy that you have your spider tribal theme, but also you have like Kung Fu spider tribal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, those I just picture Shelob with the whole like karate like thing, or I don't know the actual term for
the Cobra Kai bandana.
Yeah, and then she has all of her like legs wrapped. Like, let's do this.
That'd be fun.
She just lays down on her back, spins around.
Boxing gloves on each leg.
Yeah.
No mercy in the spider web.
There's no mercy. Yeah. The spider dojo.
It's I do like when I'm able to build a deck for such a cheap range.
Which is weird.
It's it's such an easy, again, you can pick something like this up for so easy. $82.
Yep.
Right? It's it's very, very easy. You can edit this up. You don't need, how many spiders do I got? 36. You don't need 36 of those things. You can definitely put other stuff in it. But like I said, I think that it makes you a scary board state from the get-go. No one wants to attack into your danger spiders.
I think like some additions for me would be, I always like my Miri's Guile. Mm-hmm. It's an easy one drop. I'm able to search the top three cards in my library. With not really, if I'm sticking to the theme of spiders and I'm not really wanting to put anything else into it, I would like this one because it would help me top manipulate the deck, maybe a Sensei's Dividing Top. But again, they're more expensive cards. But I really like the way that this is built, and I've played against the decks that you build, and they always work out well. So I have no doubt that this is going to perform.
It's fun to make jokes about the themes that I've made, you know?
Yeah. But playing against Daniel, like if you guys do end up coming out to any of the events that we go to, Daniel builds really weird, and he is right when he does say that, like, opponents have a really hard time with what do I counter, because he plays with a lot of really weird
cards. It's all aggression, and it's all garbage.
He always wants problems. Just remember that.
Yeah, right.
Leave Brian alone. Brian lives till the end of the game. Daniel dies first now.
I think there's a lot of fun ways. I like that you've got a hidden poison counter win so easily.
Yep.
In the deck, that can come pretty much out of nowhere. Doing something that's more along the lines of reanimation, like a living death, could be really good to bring all those spiders back.
Ooh, yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah, any of that black stuff. Like I said, you could up this deck, number one, if you put more budget into it, and if you put a few less spiders, right? Like, you don't need 36, like, death touch things, but I want them.
Right? Like, for me, with my food deck, I put a Marin in it.
Marin's great.
Because I want the reanimation.
Yeah, like, right.
Again, sticking, like, if we're kind of, like, I would maybe mask with Nexus, because then it would let me kind of bend the rules a little bit on the spider travel, because everything becomes that then.
If you can find the card, Academy Manufacturer's so good in the deck.
Yeah.
But nowhere has it.
No, mask with Nexus, too. Everyone sold out.
Yeah, right.
But I think, like, that would be really good, because as soon as, like, three of your spiders die, if Marin stays out, or even if you kill it just to keep the ability, you're able to play stuff from your graveyard, or at least one thing.
I love to play from the grave.
Yeah. I just thought of cheap ways that I might be able to. Oh, there's also the Sam's Rescue or something like that that came out in the Lord of the Rings set for Recursion.
Yeah, all those kinds of things are really cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I'm able to remember these cards.
There you go. You had a good memory. I just, like I said, I really think that this is a fun deck to pilot. It's all silly stuff. It's all, like, what are you going to do? Are you gonna source the Plowshare, my giant spider? Unlikely.
Did you pay the two?
Yeah. Are you going to swords it for three?
Yes.
That's rough. Yeah, that's
fair. I'm the only one that would do it, Dan.
Yeah. I should have said at the beginning, I just wanted to buy this deck or make this deck so I can see what it feels like. Do you pay the extra two? Do you pay the two? Do you pay the two? I'm the spider parrot. The parrotter. Right.
You're gonna make me go out there and try to find a spider. I'm just gonna find a spider and put it over your face for that one.
It's a spider with the head of a parrot and the body of a parrot. This is the parrot. Oh, I like it. Let's like I said, let's end there 1 second here. Thank you guys so much for getting to the end of this one. This is, like I said, a very, very easy deck to put together. So let me know what you would change in it. This is, I think, a pretty functional shell for people. I'm just having it as one of my lower kind of powers that have a lot of removal, but let me know what you would put into it. What kind of stuff do you do different? Again, like I said earlier, like, share, subscribe. It does really help us out. We've got lots of stuff coming out on YouTube, so check those videos out as well. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. If you want to support us above and beyond liking and sharing and telling your friends how great my decks are and going to buy them and death touching your friends with spiders and you know, you could do that, but you could also come into Patreon and you could chat with me about building decks. That's where I like to do that. And we've got some great conversations with great people and stuff, right? So it's another spot that's great to come talk about decks, talk about Magic. We're going to be doing more streams for anyone who hasn't seen the new setup stuff. I got some cool stuff. We got different camera angles. We're going to sit and flip with that. But yeah, so it should be nice to get some of the stream stuff doing. And yeah, definitely check that out. Do Patreon streams with us. I'm probably going to start streaming some Arena stuff too. While I was sick, I couldn't get out and play Magic, so I started playing some Arena, and it's actually been entertaining.
I know.
Entertaining enough. I was telling Brian today I'm playing with like a 100 plus card standard deck. Even in standard, I have to have 100 cards. It's too weird without it. But yeah, that's the end of my rant. Let me know what you would put in this deck. I just generally like to know. And Slothy, feel better.
Yeah. Get back here.
Yeah. Bye-bye for now.
Peace, guys.